This is Mr. Rice.
Hi, Nathan. It's Amy with Local Splash.
Oh, hey, Amy. How are you doing?
Good. How about
good,
you?
Good, thanks. I'm doing good, yeah. Sorry about this morning. Thanks for calling me.
Did you get it back up on 2 feet where we're standing on
both
legs now?
Oh, yeah. I know. It was just, oh, man. Thank God, yeah. It was a late night.
That's all right.
I also work at the Budweiser Event Center. Here in Loveland, Colorado. And so, yeah, it's just it was good. All is well.
I'm glad to hear it.
I think I got a little sickness, too, because I'm like, normally I can go off of, you know, mm-hmm. 5 hours of sleep and, you know, still get up and be fine, but I got this little cold or something that just put me out.
Oh, man, you need your rest. You got to rest.
Exactly. But perfect. All right. So, yeah, where were we?
So is your last name Wright or Rice?
Rice, R-I-C-E.
Okay. And then when I called, your voicemail said pumped up pressure and soft washing. Is that how you want the business advertised?
It would be, I've heard different sayings between keeping it shorter and kind of just a little more descriptive.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, pumped up washing would just be the short, you know,
mm-hmm.
word, you know, washing and the name's pumped up. But, like, on the logo
mm-hmm.
and on the shirts that I have, we have pumped up pressure and soft washing.
Okay. So, you're going to want to keep it consistent is the most important thing. Yeah, the consistency is what's important. Not so much the voicemail, but, well, I mean, clients look for that, but also, like, the most important thing with the marketing is consistency. So your home advisor listing says pumped up pressure washing. The one Google listing that we saw said something else. Having it consistent is the most important thing because it's going to give you more accuracy. It's going to give you better conversion across the board. So if you want it pumped up pressure and soft washing, that's fine. We can do that. You just let me know what it is you want.
I don't know. I mean, have you seen other, you know, pressure washing companies, you know, around
mm-hmm.
that are, you know, more descriptive like that, pressure and soft washing, or what do you kind of see, or what would you recommend?
You could do pressure and soft wash. Wash is pretty, you know, like they understand the ink part. if you're looking to cut something, and we can put the and symbol instead of spelt out, and, you know, that cuts it down as well. It's just really up to you. How do you hear it in your mind?
Really pumped up pressure and soft washing.
Okay.
Probably.
And you want the and symbol or you want it spelled out?
Yeah, it's through the and symbol.
Cool. Okay. We've got that there then. And.
Yeah. So that's how I have it on all the shirts too as well.
Cool. Then we just want to keep it consistent is the thing. You know what I'm saying? Like that's just the most important thing. You're going to want to, have them change it on Home Advisor as well. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, just because, again, the consistency is going to help your conversion.
I see.
Okay, and that's the most important thing with stuff like this. One of the first things we go out and do is called NAP cleanup, name, address, phone number, website cleanup. And we want everything consistent across the board. So that's why we encourage you to do it across all destinations. Now, I'm looking here, powerful PNS washing was the Google listing, right?
As well.
That's okay. We're going to change it for you. No worries. I'm just going ahead and grabbing it now so I can put it into the notes here. GBP needs the name changed to... now you have access to this Google business listing, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Cause they're going to ask for that during client onboarding. They'll send you a link to be able to give us access to it. Now, do you go by Nathan or Nate?
Either one, really. Is that like a question for them?
Or? It's a question for our technicians. We'd like to address you how you like to be addressed. I just got off with the off the phone with a guy whose name is Randolph Buford Ogman something, and he likes to be called Brad. So, some people just, you know, they really, really like to be called. I have a couple of guys, you know, guy's name is Wilmer. He likes to be called Buddy, you know?
Let's go with, I don't know why, I always go back and forth. I always just think of what comes off the tongue easier for the people saying it. You know, should they enjoy saying Nate or do they enjoy saying Nathan better? Let's just go with Nathan for now, I guess.
Okay. Now, for this, are you offering, for the services, are you doing roof?
Yes, I do roofs as well. Yes,
decks?
Yes, but only washing. Because I know with like the Angie's leaves, they give me a couple of them where it's like washing and staining and stuff. It's like just some washing.
Okay. Patios?
Yes, ma'am.
Driveways?
Yes, ma'am.
Sidewalks?
Yes, ma'am.
Any autos? Are you doing any fleets or any like RVs, things like that?
Yes, ma'am.
RVs, boats?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, exterior, home cleaning. Any other services I should know about?
Siding, roofs, driveways, deck patios. I was trying to reach out to a few like apartment complex, like commercial things, but I mean, that's, I don't know if it's different than.
Nope, but it is. So commercial and residential. What about some people like the dumpster pad cleaned?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Are you doing any hydro jetting?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay. It's in restaurants. It's like sometimes pressure washing guys will offer it. It's a service that cleans out like the grease tanks and stuff like that.
Huh. I guess you could put that on there.
Well, if you don't know what it is, you might not want to sign for it. It's pretty nasty. It's pretty gross.
I guess I could learn what it is.
You're gonna want to check into that a little bit before you jump in. Now, I worked in restaurants for years, so hydrojetting it's very lucrative. You can make $800,000 a night because you go in at night. Yeah, you go in at night after the restaurant's closed. You go in the middle of the night and you hydrojet and you clean everything out, all their drains and power wash them and stuff like that. But again, it is something that you want to make sure you're, full well what you're getting yourself into first.
Wow.
But it is quite lucrative, and it's a service that they need at least once a quarter.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, so just keep that in your back pocket. Now,
absolutely.
Do you have a Facebook?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what I want you to do is, are you logged into your Facebook?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, on the newsfeed page, now is it professional or personal?
So I have a professional, I have a personal one that's connected to the professional.
Yeah, they all are. So from the Facebook page, you're going to go either in the top left, top right or bottom right hand corner, there's going to be three lines. Click on that.
Yep.
View your profile.
Which one? The pressure washing one?
The pressure washing one. And then once you view the profile, it should have your profile photo, and then it should have, it should say like add to story, edit profile, or three little dots on the right.
Add to story. I'm on the mobile version of it.
Yeah. Okay. Just go to the personal page. We should be able to access it from there. Just go to the personal page. So from the personal page, we're going to start over. You're going to go to the three lines.
Okay.
And then from there, view profile. then below your profile photo, it should say add to story, edit profile, and then the three little dots. You're looking for the three little dots.
Yeah, no, the three dots for the, at the on my account status.
I wonder if they changed it, because this is the second time this morning I've heard that. So maybe Facebook made a change. Okay, what is your Facebook page called?
It is the washing one. It's called Pumped Up Pressure and Soft Washing.
Pumped Up Pressure and... Is it the and symbol or spelled out?
And symbol.
And soft washing. Okay, I found it. All right. I'm going to have to get with our technician for Facebook and see, because we have a set process to be able to walk you guys through. But it sounds like it's changed. It's the second time this morning I've heard that the three dots weren't there. So usually that means that Facebook's made a change on us, you know?
Yeah. Well, there is a view as page visitor, edit action button, delete action button.
No. What I was looking for is if you click the three dots at the bottom, it allows you to copy your profile. And you can copy your profile link, and then you can send it over to me. But I found it. I found yours. Some of them are a little harder to find.
Copy page link. Well, found it now.
Yeah. But I already got it, so no worries. Tell me about your service radius.
Really all of northern Colorado, depending on the job, how far it is, though, and how big it is.
Like, how many miles?
60 miles or so from Loveland.
Okay. Do you have proof of licensing, insurance, and tax ID information?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When do you want the phone calls, hours of operation?
Do... 7 a.m. At least it was not this morning, 7 a.m. But we'll go ahead and do 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., 8 p.m.
Monday through Friday?
Yes, ma'am. Monday through Saturday.
Okay. Forms of payment you accept, cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I know you can do 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday.
You need a break.
Well, maybe once I get up and going a little more, I'll take a break.
Yeah, don't burn out. Okay. Client onboarding is a 20 to 30 minute phone interview, Nathan, that does not require you in front of a computer. I have available appointment time for that today in about a half an hour or later one between 12 and 1.
So about 11?
Yeah, I can do one. It'll be, we block off the entire hour, so it'll be, they'll call you between 11 and 12 or between 12 and 1.
And you said I don't need to be in front of a computer? Or do
you? You don't. You do not.
Oh, that'll work then, 11.
Cool. Let's knock it out and get it done with.
Yeah.
You're going to receive email notification in a moment that's going to say local/CIEN. It will have your first and last name. It will also have your phone number. Please click accept when you receive this email. It will drop directly into your calendar. I'm sending that out to you now. There we go. Sent. Okay. So that's going to be today at this time. Knock that in. We're on Thursday. Thank goodness, it's almost over. At 10 a.m. Okay. Done, done, done. Everything is done. You have logo. You have photos. Okay. So the last thing that we have to do is just read the voice verification outlining the service agreement with LocalSplash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is done monthly. Now, for this, I did go over with you that we strongly suggest you stick the program out for a minimum of 2 months. We would like to see you stay so it can come to full fruition. I do not believe by any means that it will take that long for your program to come to fruition, but it is just advised and suggested on the front end. So it's my job to make sure I remind you of that. The pricing is done monthly. You're going to be locked in at $249, and I will read that in just a moment. But for the card you're putting on file, Nathan, is it your first and last name, or is there a middle initial? Is there a business card? What? How are we doing this?
Yeah, let me see. All right, so it'll be Nathaniel, A-E-L at the end.
Mm-hmm.
D. All right, Stephen Dog.
Okay, so N-A-T-H-A-N-A-E-L.
Correct.
D for David Rice.
Yep.
Cool. Got it. Okay. Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
The billing address for the Visa is the 204 North Namaqua?
South Namaqua. But
really?
Yeah.
Okay, they don't usually...
I don't know if that really makes a difference.
No, it does. It really does, especially on billing because... So let me go in and update this real quick. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to make sure we have the right thing here for this as well. Okay. Okay. All right, and I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
Cool. 4246.
Mm-hmm.
3153.
Mm-hmm.
2687.
Hold on.
72.
Hold on. 3153. Go ahead.
2687.
Mm-hmm.
7287.
I have 4246, 3153. 2687-7287.
Yes, ma'am.
Expiration month and year?
2/27.
And the 3-digit code on the back?
304.
Okay. I'm updating the profile, assigning the package, and processing payment. Voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Pumped up pressure and soft washing.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Nathan Rice, owner.
Nathan, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes, ma'am.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes, ma'am.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, ma'am.
We can see who you're working with currently. We can see what you've got so far. If you choose to move forward with anybody else, we ask that you please just let us know so that we can work with them as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is April 21st, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $249. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. It's the reoccurring monthly payment that will take place again on the 21st day of every month. If you choose to pause or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you please do so by contacting client support just 3 business days before the next billing is due. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. That concludes the voice verification, Nathan. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. Now, the last thing we got to do is you should have received a text message. This is Nathaniel D. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms. Go ahead and click on the link I've provided you there.
In text?
Yep.
Or email. I don't see one yet in text. There's the email of the
You can go into there. It'll say it'll be the initial invoice. The text should have come through. It shows me sent on my end. Here, let me go again.
There it is. Perfect.
Perfect.
Cool.
So once you open it up, it'll say local splash terms of experience. You see that?
Yep.
Okay. This is literally everything I verbally promised to provide for you and sent over to you in writing in the first email. As you scroll to the bottom, there's going to be a box. You're going to click certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company. And then type in your first name, whole first name, middle initial, last name, just as it looks there.
Gotcha. Cool. And then what's the monthly thereafter?
$249 locked in.
Oh, so it stayed, okay.
Never goes up.
Cool.
Should have taken you to a screen asking for a username and password. Username and password will be granted to you in approximately 3 to 5 days time. It will come over via email. And you can bookmark that screen if you want to. That's the tracking and reporting system from with which you're going to be able to track the results of the package.
Cool. Do you guys have an app?
Not yet. The CEO is working on one. We've had so many requests for it that he's really working on getting an app for you guys.
Cool.
Okay.
Bookmark. Boom, boom, boom. It all sounds good, so now I just got to wait for him to give me a call around 11?
Yep, it's going to come from our 877 number. They'll call between 11 and 12.
Perfect.
Okay.
Right. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, do I ever get to talk or work with you again? Or?
You can contact me anytime. You have my direct phone number and extension line.
Cool. All righty.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Talk to you soon.
We'll have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you.
You too. Bye now.